With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Texas Democrats have prevented their state of House of Representatives from moving forward, at least for now, with a redrawn congressional map sought by President Trump. In an interview, Texas Governor Greg Abbott says there's nothing illegal about shaping districts to a majority party's advantage.
Gerrymandering can be done, or drawing lines can be done, on the basis of political makeup, as in Republican versus Democrat, and there's nothing illegal about that. And then when you look at the outcome of the most recent presidential election, all these districts that are being added are districts that were won by Trump.
That audio courtesy of Fox News Channel's America's Newsroom. Meanwhile, Democrats are looking to California to counter Republican moves in Texas to bolster their position in the U.S. House.
The proposal comes in direct response to plans by Texas Republicans to redraw that state's congressional map, one backed by President Trump that could add 5 Republicans to the U.S. House.
California will not sit by idly and watch this democracy waste away.
Governor Gavin Newsom.
We'll fight fire with fire. We'll assert ourselves.
The map aims to boost the Democratic margin from 43 to 48 seats out of California's 52 congressional districts. But in California, such a plan would need approval from voters as well as lawmakers.
The ultimate test of transparency is what voters will decide on.
I'm Ben Thomas.
NATO has started coordinating regular deliveries of large weapon packages to Ukraine, most bought from the U.S. Sweden said it would work with neighbors Denmark and Norway to provide some $500 million worth of air defenses, anti-tank weapons, ammunition, and spare parts. On Wall Street, stocks have been lower, the Dow dropping 39 points, the NASDAQ 105 in the red. This is SRN News. A leading Christian school in London, out of business.
Officials with Spurgeon's Cottage say they're closing their doors permanently after 169 years due to a lack of funding. The school was founded by the legendary pastor Charles Spurgeon in 1856 as a place for clergymen to study. It was affiliated with the Baptist Union of Great Britain and trained pastors from the United Kingdom and around the world. Officials say a decline in enrollment added to a financial crisis that could not be overcome. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Senate has confirmed Andrea Lucas to another term as commissioner of the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. The move indicates Republican support for her efforts to root out diversity, equity, and inclusion programs in the federal government's promotion of transgenderism and protect religious freedom in the workplace. Lucas was first appointed by the EEOC in 2020. She secured another 5-year term. This is SRN News. GOP Congresswoman Nancy Mace is running for governor of South Carolina and hitching her campaign to Donald Trump.
Mace has entered a GOP primary in which competition for President Trump's endorsement is expected to be fierce. She joins at least 3 other Republicans in the race for South Carolina governor. Mace calls herself Trump in high heels and has largely supported the president since 2016. Although she criticized him following the January 6th riots and violence at the U.S. Capitol. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Coast Guard's report on the Titan submersible disaster that killed 5 on the way to the Titanic says the implosion was preventable. The Coast Guard released the findings from its highest level of investigation. The submersible disaster in 2023 has led to lawsuits and call for tighter regulation of the developing private deep-sea expedition industry. More details at srnnews.com.